This brings us to the third trimester of development. And this drawing here is from a historic embryology textbook showing you in the eighth month of development the fetus in the head down or vertex presentation, the overall size of the uterus at this stage, and alongside it is a representation of the non-pregnant uterus. So you can see, in addition to the growth of the fetus, there's been significant changes in the mother as well as the uterus is expanded. This can accentuate maternal abnormalities. It can push against the bladder or the rectum or other structures within the mother due to this huge increase in size. If we look now at another graph, and this time the axis is still at the bottom here, weeks of development, but in this time I've graphed against it the weight of the fetus in grams. Could I ask you to be a bit quieter down there? Maybe I'll put the lights on so I can see who you are. And what I want you to see is that through the second trimester we get a gradual increase in the overall mass of our fetus. And it's when we get to the third trimester period, we get this huge zoom, and particularly just before parturition, from 30 weeks onwards, out to 36, 37, we get an enormous increase in mass just before birth. So you'd have to characterize the type of growth that we can see in the third trimester is a growth in mass or weight. There is still growth in the second trimester, but it surges just in the third trimester. This growth in weight correlates not only with the growth and development of systems within the fetus, but it's also preparing the fetus for postnatal or neonatal survival. It's laying down resources that the newborn will use when it no longer has the placenta for nutrition. So let's talk about some of the changes that are occurring. We've still got the respiratory system going to the terminal sac. The presence of alveolar cells by the end of the 6 months and entering the 7th month. So we're beginning to get surfactant in the 7th month. At the very beginning of the third trimester is probably, and at the end of the second trimester, is probably the very earliest that you can have a delivery of the infant with some possible chance of survival. It's very minimal, and the later you go in the pregnancy, the increasing chance of survival for the neonate. So we're talking in the third trimester about a time when delivery can occur, but we have a decreased survivability and an increased risk of abnormalities. In terms of development, and the male gonad begins to descend in week 30. Remember, the testes have to leave the body cavity, move through the ventral body wall, and be located in the scrotum. And this descent occurs in the third trimester. If we look at birth, the failure of descent of the testes is described as cryptorchidism. And we see that with premature infants, that 30% of those premature infants will have an undescended testes. And the normal rate that we see in term male infants is down at about 3 or 4% male. So often you will have a small proportion that will have a testes still descending at birth, but for premature infants you'll have a larger proportion of them still undescended. And I remind you, this pathway of descent is a weakening in the ventral body wall as well. So lungs, the gonads, and I'll mention to you, when we looked at the kidneys in the early fetal development, you saw how small they were in comparison to the size of the adrenal glands, and the kidneys continue to grow through the fetal period, laying down more nephrons. And the point I want to make about that is that in the second and third trimester we're getting growth of the kidney, But before birth, the kidneys never reach the clearance rate that we see in the adult. Even postnatally, we have to go out past 68 weeks before we reach 100% of the filtration rate that we see in the adult kidney. So in our fetus, we've only got 5%, 10%, out to, at birth, 30% or a third of the clearance rate that we see in the adult. And the reason I mention this to you is that if the kidneys of the fetus are unable to clear drugs at a lower rate than the mother can, then these drugs are present at a higher concentration for a longer period within the fetus than they would be in the mother. So this indicates that there is a range of drugs which are contraindicated during pregnancy, and a range of other things which are absorbed by the fetus which it is unable to clear as rapidly as you can. These chemicals or drugs or environmental substances which accumulate there can be potential teratogens or teratogenic, and we describe a teratogen as any agent which can lead to a structural abnormality during the development. And this is a large range of different components, as much as high temperature, low temperature, a whole range of other events that you'll cover later on in the clinical period. So the kidney's still developing, the clearance rate changing. I might stop there and we'll do birth and that and give you a break. Okay.